Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Welcome back to the podcast. I am always, as always, grateful to have you here. Today is kind of going to be a fun episode. I really have no plans or much of notes written down, but I thought it would be fun to dive in to some like dream bucket list destinations and how traveling with points really can make things like that possible. I never really had like a bucket list of traveling to different places before traveling with points because I knew I couldn't really afford a lot of those places. We went to Hawaii for our honeymoon, and the only reason we were able to go was because we had a honeymoon fund. And we took all the money from our wedding, from gifts. We didn't ask for gifts, we just asked for money so that we could go to Hawaii because it cost us thousands and thousands of dollars. And I always thought there's no way I'm ever going to be able to come back here or any place like this because it's just not possible for us to afford it or justifiable to afford spending thousands of dollars to go somewhere really kind of outside of the United States. And so the great thing that has happened since traveling with points is it really allows me to dream and to create a bucket list and really stretch like where, if I could, you always get that question. If you could go absolutely anywhere, where would you go? And it's like a hypothetical thing. Like you think it would be great to go there, but you know it's probably not possible. And now that's possible. Like you can go, where the heck do I want to go in the world? And I've asked my husband that since we started because he isn't as big of a traveler as I am. And so I'm like, okay, if you really wanted like to go absolutely anywhere when Paige is a little bit older, like where would you want to go? And his answer was New Zealand, which really surprised me because I would have never guessed that location. But it's just really interesting to have that conversation with my spouse now and to be able to dream, and we've kind of created a bucket list together of like the places we want to go over the years and anniversaries and birthdays. And so I'm just going to touch on a couple of the ones that I want to and how that will be possible. But before we dive into that, I have a very exciting announcement. The Travel Points Academy is finally live and out in the world and available for you to purchase and start learning from. This is a self-paced online course. There are 6 modules that go over absolutely everything from where to start, how, what traveling with points even is, all the way to actually booking your vacation. So if you are a beginner or even the intermediate level and you want like absolutely everything, this is a great course for you. So I'm just going to quick run through the modules. Module 1 is just an introduction to travel points, what the heck it is. Module 2 is all the basics. So what kind of credit cards are out there? What's a sign-up bonus? How does this affect my credit score? The nitty-gritty, everything you need to know before you get started. Module 3 is actually applying for the credit card. I walk you through credit card applications. I tell you what to do if you're denied. How to keep organized, all of that stuff. Module 4, we talk about actually earning the points. I show you which cards you should start with, how to meet your minimum spend, how to earn the most amount of points through different various techniques. Module 5 is actually how to use your points. And so we dive into transfer partners, travel portal. I show you to combine points, how to use them within the banks. And then module 6 is actually booking the travel. And this is a lot of screen recordings of me booking a stay with Hyatt and Marriott and airlines with Southwest and all these different partners. So you can actually see how to book things with your points. And then there are tons of bonus guides on Disney, rental cars, Southwest Companion Pass, Airbnbs, all of those other things that are a little harder to book with points. So this really does cover so much. And the really exciting thing is I have made it for those who live in the US and in Canada. So a lot of the lessons are targeted towards US and or Canada, and I show you on both sides which cards you should be opening up and how to navigate the banks in both countries, which is a great resource because Canada really doesn't have a whole lot of resources for this and it's not really well known. So I wanted to make that accessible to you if you live in Canada as well. So if you want to grab this, there is a pre-sale of $197 for the first week. So definitely grab that this week. It will go up to $247 at next week on Tuesday. And if you sign up, because I adore those of you that are listening to the podcast and that tune in every week, and I'm so grateful for you, I want to give you a little extra. So if you listen to this and sign up for the course, message me, DM me, email me the word podcast that you signed up, and I will give you 3 months free membership inside the Travel Tribe membership as well. So just as a little thank you, because I am so grateful to you listeners that tune in every single week. So I can't wait to see you inside. I can't wait to see where this takes you. It's just a great pairing with the podcast. The podcast is great, free information, but it's hard to piecemeal it all together. This completely lays it out for you. You have lifetime access. You can go back. So if you go through everything and you're like a year into this and you're like, wait, how do I combine my points in Chase again? You can just go to that one lesson and look up and see how you do it. So it's a great resource and tool to have in your back pocket. All right, let's dive into today's episode. So like I said, I'm just going to touch on some of the places that I have on my bucket list. A few of them that I actually have booked for this year, which I'm really excited. The way to do this, there's really two ways to make your dream destinations possible. One is obviously just saving up your points. So like our New Zealand trip that we want to take, it's going to be in a couple years, and I'm already kind of coming up with a strategy on the points that I'm going to need to save for that. Obviously, the farther you go, the more points you're going to need. The longer the vacation is, the more points you're going to need. And so for some of those like big trips, it's going to take a little while for you to save those points. It's not going to happen overnight. So some you may even need to save for like a year, depending on how big your family is or how long you want to stay. So that is part of it. Just earning a lot of points may be part of it. The other part of this strategy is going to be strategically signing up for credit cards when there's those elevated offers and there's those really good sign-up bonuses that they're providing. Because sometimes you can find, which I'll talk about in today's episode on a few of these locations, that one sign-up bonus is going to get me that dream trip that I really wanted. And a lot of the times I'm waiting around for these elevated offers because they typically will happen every year, not always, but most of the time, a lot of these cards, you know, at some point in the year, there's going to be a really good offer. And so I will wait for that to make that one trip happen that I have in the back of my mind. And a lot of the times I don't have any plan of when I'm going to take these trips. It really just times out with those offers or when I have the points or how it fits with my family's schedule. So let's start with Costa Rica. I know this one is a trip that is on a lot of people's bucket lists because Costa Rica is just like the epitome of adventure and that jungle vibe that we just don't really have here in the US. Monkeys on your balcony and iguanas, and you have that jungle with that beach and waterfalls and zip lining and snorkeling. Like, it just kind of has everything. So if you are an adventure person, a nature person, I am actually a huge nerd. I don't think I've ever shared this on the podcast. I actually used to be a wildlife biologist for several years. My main focus was waterfowl. So I studied ducks and migration patterns and stuff. So I'm a huge bird nerd. So I really want to go just to go see all these like tropical birds that I have never checked off of my list. And so this is really a place for you if you're a wildlife nerd like me as well. The way to get there is Hyatt points are really going to be your sweet spot. So there is the Andaz Papagayo in Costa Rica. It's on the beach. They have like just, it's luscious jungle, but it's on the beach. They have like a private boat that takes you out to their beach club. They have amazing food, amazing reviews. It's kind of like the points travel bucket list. So in the points world, there's like these few resorts that are on everybody's list, and this is kind of one of them. Of course, there are tons of options if you go to Costa Rica. There's all-inclusives. There's actually a new luxury hotel opening up in 2025 with Marriott. It's going to be the, or not Marriott, sorry, Hilton. It's the Waldorf Astoria, which is like the most high-end luxury hotels you can stay at. They're opening up one there, which now might be on my list as well. And I will preface this too. I have, now that I am immersed in points and miles, I have like those destination bucket list trips, but then there's also those like hotel bucket list trips where I'm like, I want to stay at that hotel. I don't necessarily like 100% have to go to that destination, but I want to go to that resort. And so it's kind of funny, like there's places I really want to go and I don't really care where I stay. And then there's other places that I really want to stay in this one resort and I don't really care as much about the destination. So just food for thought, because there are some really amazing resorts out there. All right, so Costa Rica. The other great thing about Costa Rica is it's really close to the U.S. So you can fly Southwest Airlines and United and Delta. And so it's a really easy one to navigate with points to book those flights. All right, Bali is one of those ones that is on my list that didn't used to be, and it is now, because again, just the like the rice fields and the greenery, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful country that I really, really want to go there as well. The other great thing about when you start venturing out of the United States and like out of Mexico and all that to these other countries, especially like Europe and Asia, you can find some really good travel deals for cheap, not only cash, but points as well. So when I was looking at, there's tons and tons of resorts to choose from in Bali. I mean, IHG, Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, you name it, they're there. But there are some within Hyatt. There was a Hyatt Regency and a Hyatt Grand, which are really nice hotels. They're not on the full upscale, but they're really nice, especially for family-friendly hotels. You can book them for 6,500 points a night, which is such a good deal. So you could really sign up for one credit card and get your entire hotel booked on that one card, and even part of your flights, depending on if you fly economy or first class. If I was going that far, I would definitely fly first class, and I would probably book with Singapore Airlines. You can get economy for like 80,000 points and then first class for like 100,000 points. There's lots of other options. Alaska Airlines is another really good one. You can find sweet spots with like Cathay Pacific and stuff. So there's a lot of flight options over there. There are no direct flights over there, so you will have to have a stopover somewhere. But the great thing with Singapore is there's a lot of availability, and they don't pass on fuel surcharges as much as the other ones. So you can literally book your flight for $50. So that is the taxes and fees that you would pay on that airline, which is crazy. So Bali is definitely on the list. Lots of resorts to choose around the beach and then even like inland. So if that one's on your list, make it happen, and you can probably make that one happen a lot quicker than you think. All right, this next one is really more of a resort stay than the actual destination like I was just talking about. So Cabo has been on mine and my husband's list. The destination is really his bucket list one. He really, really wants to go to Cabo. I'm like, eh, it looks great, but it's not like I have to go there. There are lots of hotel options right there along the coast. But with Hilton, there is that Waldorf Astoria that I was talking about. Super high-end luxury. This resort is beautifully placed in the rocks and has like a restaurant up on top of the cliffs that like overlooks it. It's just the architecture of it is so beautiful. The service there is such high scale. I mean, like, they know you by name. They bring you fresh guacamole every day to your room. You get a drink, and they're always just like waiting on you hand and foot. So I really want to go there. And then the other one that is in Cabo that I really want to go to, and if I do end up going, I'm probably going to split between these two resorts because I just cannot decide. There is the Hyatt, my mind is blanking. It's the Cape in Cabo. It's with Hyatt. It's called the Cape. And it is on the beachfront, and every single room there has a ocean view. The food is supposed to be like top notch. A lot of the rooms have like little plunge pools on the balcony overlooking the ocean. Again, just a really high end, beautiful resort. Hyatt, again, super easy to earn with Hyatt points, Hyatt co-branded cards or Chase cards. The Hilton one is super pricey, so it goes for well over $1,500 a night cash rate, and then around 130,000 points a night, which is, like, absurd. I can go stay at the Cape, I think, for, like, 30,000 points for Hyatt, so you can just, like, see the comparison there of Hilton with Hyatt. So the way to do this is actually right now. The Hilton card has a elevated offer. One of the Hilton cards, I'll link it here in the show notes. But this card has an elevated offer to where you not only get the sign-up bonus of points, I believe it's 120,000 points, and you also get a free night certificate. So those free night certificates can be used at almost any resort with Hilton, which is why they are like gold, because a lot of the times when you get free night certificates, they are capped at which category hotel you can stay at or how many points per night it is, all those things. There's not really a cap for Hilton free night certificates. So I am planning to use my points for one night and the free night certificate for one night and then go stay at the Cape. So we actually had the Cape booked last year. So this was last New Year's. Didn't happen. We were trying to take our first kid-free trip, and it didn't happen. We couldn't get away. So we are going to try and do this Cabo trip again in February of 2025. So I've already hit my minimum spend on the Hilton card. I have my free night certificate. I just need to book it and then pray for me that we get childcare so that we can get away for our first first big child-free trip together. All right. Speaking of these Hilton free night certificates, another one that's on my bucket list that I would use this Hilton free night certificate for in the future, this is like way down the road when my daughter is older, is I really, really want to stay in an overwater bungalow. And I know that is a big destination bucket list thing for a lot of you listening as well. And so there is a few Hilton resorts out in like the French Polynesia. One of the really great ones is Conrad Bora Bora. And so you can stay in Bora Bora in an overwater bungalow in this beautiful high-end resort using those free night certificates. And that is a great way to use them. So if that is also on your list, this might be a way. Do keep in mind, though, with those free night certificates, you have to use them within the first year of you earning them. So whenever you earn it, you have a year from there to use it. So definitely have a plan. Don't just sign up for the card and then not use your free night certificate. Definitely have a plan before you apply for that card. That would be a great way. It is going to cost you quite a bit of out-of-pocket. The food there is obviously very expensive because you're very remote. And then the flights, you can get your flights on points over there, but then when you take like the smaller charter flight to the actual island, like to Bora Bora, you can't book those with points. So you would have to use cash unless you were to erase your travel purchase on your like Capital One card. You could do that, or you can pay cash. So there is going to be some out-of-pocket expenses, but you're going to save like at least $10,000 by using these free night certificates and then points for your main leg of your flight over there. So if that is one of yours, an overwater bungalow looks so dreamy. And I know one day I will do it. We're just waiting till our daughter's a little older so that either we can take her with us or that we can leave her for a longer time period and go over there, just me and the hubby. And then the last one really isn't a destination at all or a resort. It's just, I really want to stay in an all-inclusive resort. I never have. I always have wanted to. And this year I'm finally making it happen on points. We're actually going to stay at two all-inclusives. We're going to go to Puerto Vallarta. And I just really want to stay at one. I don't care where it is. Puerto Vallarta looks great. There's lots of options. So, if you haven't noticed, I'm a big hotel hopper. I like to try all of these different resorts. So we're going to actually be staying at two different ones while we're down there. We're going to do two nights at one and two nights at another one. We're going to do two nights at a Marriott, Delta, I think it's Riviera Nayarit. It's actually like up in the mountains a little bit more. So it's not right on the beach. And it just looks like that jungly vibe. They have like a splash pad for the kids because we're taking our daughter. It's a family trip. And it just looks really great. It's a newer resort. And then they also have a beach club. So they will take you down. I think it's like in a golf cart down to the beach. And then they have like a little restaurant down there. All drinks and food included with the price per points per night, which is amazing that your points are going to get us everything included. It's literally going to be a free trip. We're probably going to fly down on United first class and then we'll fly back on Southwest, which is great because Southwest is so cheap. But yeah, I'm really excited to have all of that included and really truly have like a free trip. So I'm very excited for that. And then the way we did this was also free night certificates. So that resort typically goes for like 50, 55,000 points a night. We have free night certificates from an elevated offer that we got. I will link the card here in the show notes. And so that's like a really amazing way. We're really not even using any points. We're just using some free night certificates that we have. And then we're going to stay two nights at the Hyatt Ziva in Puerto Vallarta, another really great all-inclusive chain with Hyatt, right on the beach, and it's kind of secluded. So we picked like two, so Puerto Vallarta is like right in the middle of this cove, and we picked two resorts on either side of that on like the far end. So we're not in that like resort area. So we have our own private beach with the Hyatt, which is great. So I'm really, really excited. And again, all food, all drinks, all of that is included. So that is one that I'm going to get to mark off my list this year. And it would not have been possible at all without points to have any of these booked and or even planned for sometime in the future. So wherever you want to go in the world is completely possible on points. And if you want to learn exactly how to do this and to start taking some of these trips within 3 months, I highly recommend you sign up for the Travel Points Academy, because you could sign up for the course, start it, get your first card in like the first week of watching the modules, and then have all your points and ready to go. Depending on where you want to go, you could have that trip planned and booked with this course in 3 months, which is wild to think about. You could go on 1 to 2 trips by the end of 2025 with this course, depending again on where you want to go. So definitely do not sit on it. Get your points and miles journey started. Start earning those points. Start taking those dream trips, no matter where it is, even if you just want to go visit family more often or go on some trips with your family that are close to home. It doesn't have to be these huge dream bucket lists, but definitely it allows you to start dreaming again. And a lot of these I know I'm probably not going to go on anytime soon because I have a 2-year-old and we're not going to go super far yet. But I know in the future, I mean, us just even thinking long term, like us in retirement, I'm so excited for all of the places we get to go. We get to take our daughter on a trip every year for her birthday. We're going here in a couple of weeks for her second birthday. We took her somewhere for her first birthday. We were just even talking the other day, like we can't wait till she's old enough to start telling us where she wants to go. And we get to ask her every year, where do you want to go on your birthday? And I'm just really excited to see like where she wants to go, because I get to say yes to all the places that she asks me for the most part. I won't have to say no, that's too expensive, no, we can't afford that. It just opens up a world of so many possibilities. So with that, Thank you so much for joining me today. Grab your discounted code in the show notes. Be sure to message me if you sign up so that you can get in the Travel Tribe for 3 free months. And I will see you next week in our next episode. Have a great week.